No, it was very satisfactory for all kinds of reasons. But I think that the most important is that Liberia for a long time was the very symbol of instability in a region that was characterized by unstable governments. And to have a situation now whereby after the Civil War ended under the peace agreement and the election of Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, she's been able to have two terms and then had this peaceful transition to a democratically elected successor. It's something that is an extremely important development in Liberian history and in West African history. And for the Liberians themselves, I believe in something like 70 years ago that something like this happened the last time. But for us in West Africa, I think it is a sign that democratic consolidation that so many of us are seeking is in fact taking place, and that democracy is gradually being entrenched stronger and stronger in the body politic of our different states. And as far as I'm concerned, our presence here was to support that process. I believe it is the same reason that brought so many different leaders. You can see many of the principal leaders of ECOWAS, Alassane Ouattara, the ECOWAS chairman, chairperson for Nasingbe, Mamadou Issifou, Macky Sall, Alpha Condé, Abubakar Keita, all of them came. I think all of us were in the same direction. So it's a good day for Liberia, and it's a good day for West Africa.
Moving forward, what are your expectations?
Hopefully that President Weah will establish a strong administration. There's a lot of work for him to do. The President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf was preoccupied, first of all, with establishing just basic things after the Civil War, and she's been able to do that. And now it's a question of building on them to grow the Liberian economy, so that all of these young people who voted for him, who are out of work, that they can find work to do in the very near future.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. I think it's up to you.